From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The fight has begun to free a captive Iraqi city. The Iraqi armed forces are moving at this hour to retake Fallujah from Islamic State forces. An Iraqi Special Forces soldier told VOA troops are clearing the city block by block. As the fighting began, there was increasing concern over the plight of civilians trapped inside. Fallujah has been under siege for 6 months with very little food or medicine being allowed in. Former Chadian dictator Hossein Habré has been found guilty by a court of atrocities committed during his 8-year rule. He has been sentenced to life in prison. Anne Look reports.
The court found Habré to have been directly involved in ordering detentions, executions, systematic torture, and other abuses against people identified as opponents of his regime. Judge Kham said Habré presided over 8 years of uninterrupted repression. Rights groups say Habré was responsible for over 40,000 killings. Habré said nothing. He joined his hands in a fist and waved at supporters as he was escorted from the court. Anne Look, Dakar.
Concern mounted Monday for the fate of tens of thousands of displaced Syrian civilians caught in the middle of a battle north of Aleppo. Days of fighting between rebels and the Islamic State group has hindered the delivery of supplies from Turkey.
Victor Lieberman.
Avigdor Lieberman was sworn in Monday as Israel's defense minister after gaining the support of the cabinet and parliament. The tough-talking nationalist is one of Israel's more polarizing politicians. He joins the cabinet as his Yisrael Beitenu party becomes a part of the coalition government. This is VOA News.